Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Bruce Hornsby in the range, bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We have a great visit with our good friend Wayne Cruz, Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org is his beat. Tell us about CEI, Wayne.
Bruce Hornsby, that did take us back.
Yeah.
Well, we
go a long way.
30 years old now.
We go a lot longer than Bruce Hornsby. We go way back. Go ahead.
But, yeah, CEI is a pro-market advocacy activist group. We do a lot of analytical work. We try to market that to the public. But we focus on the regulatory state because there's so much work on the budget and social issues and things of that sort. We focus on regulatory enterprise. And so I do this survey every year of the overall regulatory state. But we've got folks working on energy, environment, mm-hmm. insurance, privacy, telecom, on down the line.
And it's all nonviolent.
But I think that emphasis
all
on
nonviolent,
regulation
too,
matters.
Folks.
All yeah, that's right.
They're lovers. They're not fighters.
But right. That's right. But the regulatory emphasis matters because we see it as a hidden tax with, you know, a lot of cost to it. And, you know, by my reckoning, I figure regulatory costs are half what is spent on by the federal government on the fiscal side.
Wow.
I think we need to monitor it a lot more closely. So that's what
mm-hmm.
we're focused on.
When we went to the break, you were telling us that I asked you the question, is there an appetite in the Congress
yes.
for really going after regulation? We got a president, we got a receptive president. He'll sign whatever anti-regulation document they put in front of him. He'll sign just about any of them. And but the question is, will they do that? Will they do their part? You said the House will.
Right.
Are they conflicted? You got the different factions over there. Are they kind of together on regulatory side?
Here's the thing: they are conflicted on things, but the particular regulatory bills that needed to happen have happened on the House side. The one I mentioned that would require Congress to approve the biggest rules already passed
mm-hmm.
in the House, and then the Reg Accountability Act, which would. We talked about reg review and sunsetting and small business relief. It contains provisions to do a lot of those things. However, it's controversial over in the Senate side. What may occur, I think we're in this situation. We're not in a situation of achieving, you know, Trump's aide, Steve Bannon, spoke at CPAC of deconstructing the administrative state. Okay?
Right,
as much as I'd like it, that's not where
right,
we
that's,
are
that's
right
music
now,
to my ears.
Senate.
But you're saying, but are you saying the House would be more likely to do it, but the Senate won't?
Right, but I think.
And is it because of the Republicans or the Democrats?
Because of primarily Democrats in the Senate, and the reason is you've got a few Democrats who do want to do regulatory reform, like McCaskill.
But do you have to? Do you have to have? Do you have to have 60 votes for regulatory reform?
And that's the problem.
Well, haven't we blown right by the nuclear option?
We did for nominations, but this is a different situation with regulations. And
can't they blow right by that if they need to?
I don't.
Can't
think
they declare the nuclear option for that
way? And I don't. They're not getting rid of the filibuster entirely. It's not going to go completely away.
Matter of time.
In a situation like dealing with nominations, they did. But here's what I think will happen. Back in the 90s when Newt came in
yep.
and Bill Clinton was president, that was the only time we had welfare reform, we had
yep.
the Small Business Regulatory Relief Act, we had Unfunded Mandates Act, we had the Regulatory Right to Know Act. That
the best, the last reporting. Best bipartisan legislation in
well,
America
in sense,
was the welfare was the welfare reform.
Yeah, the problem is we're in a little bit of a poisonous environment because we just had the nuclear option you mentioned. We had
right.
the Obamacare blow up. We got the debt ceiling coming up. All these things where no one wants to cooperate with Trump. But there are some Democrats in the Senate who don't want to go to the mat for
They're about to take a dose of reality at the polls, aren't they?
Yeah, so it would be possible to, what I think, do certain portions of the Regulatory Accountability Act. One of the things very well might be sunsetting. Like you talk about, because there is legislation, and it had actually been a Democratic idea to do one in, one out for regulation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you know, not a major regulatory overhaul, but the kind of thing we got before with unfunded mandates reform or some limited small.
All right, let me ask you another question.
I think that's where we are in 2017.
One of the things that Trump has on his radar screen is to reduce the size of government, right?
Yes.
He's trying to get rid of some employees up there, right? Is he going to be successful doing that? And if he does, will that not help, by definition, reduce regulations?
I hope so. The problem that, you know, earlier you mentioned regulating by guidance and notice and circular and bulletin.
Right.
That's the problem we have now. Even though the regulators are putting out 3,500 rules a year, they're still doing these notices and guidances, circulars. We took to calling it regulatory dark matter.
Yeah.
Like HUD has got new rules saying that
seconds.
If you're a landlord.
Uh-huh. 20 seconds, finish.
Oh, it's just there's so many ways they can regulate now without writing anything down. That's the real problem.
That's the problem. Hey, you're going to come back with your 10,000 commandments in a month or so, right?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, CEI.org. Don't forget to check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.